This is Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by Farm Credit Services of America. Nobody has more expertise financing farmland than Farm Credit Services of America. I'm Riley Smith. There were strong notes for both pork and beef exports in June. We'll have more from the U.S. Meat Export Federation right after this.
When market conditions make it hard to turn a profit, it's time to reconsider your crop insurance strategy. Adding an area plan, also called county-based coverage, to your underlying policy can help bridge the gap between profit and loss, especially in a year of high input costs and low commodity prices. Farm Credit Services of America has the tools and expertise to help you determine if an area plan is right for your operation. Call 800-884-FARM or visit fcsamerica.com to get started. This institution is an equal opportunity provider and employer.
June exports of U.S. beef reached the highest value in nearly 2 years, according to data released by the USDA and compiled by the U.S. Meat Export Federation. While June pork exports were lower year over year, shipments through the first half of the year remained ahead of the record value pace of 2023. USMEF President and CEO Dan Hallstrom said beef exports totaled 110,155 metric tons in June, down 4% from a year ago, but the second largest of 2024.
We're $938 million exported in the month of June, which is up 3% off of a pretty big number from a year ago. I look at individual countries, and one that stands out that's really welcome to see now 2 months in a row is Japan. Japan was up 8% on volume and up 9% on value, $182 million month. And considering all the headwinds that Japan has had the last year or so, it's really encouraging to see this rebound. And specifically, I have to think that some of this rebound is coming from the food service sector. So Japan is one highlight. I think another one is, while it was down a little bit, it was off a relatively high number. It was Mexico. As you know, year to date, Mexico is up 13% on volume, 19% on value. So Mexico, for the year, through 6 months, two quarters, is looking pretty strong. We saw significant growth in the value for exports per head slaughtered, $459 per head in June, up over $50 a head compared to a year ago.
For Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith reporting.